بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Last week we discussed the genocide in Palestine, Gaza. And we mentioned a few advices and of course, sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our Muslim brothers, our Muslim sisters. Unfortunately, the genocide continues. Bombarding is heavier. Thousands of lives are being lost. Masoom children are displaced. They become yatim. The world is just watching. But we do not lose hope. I mentioned the verse, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah does not want us to grieve and lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, in the end, victory must come. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. Nusrat is from Allah. Allah is not bound by any time that He has to show us results immediately. We become impatient. And of course, those who are going through the atrocity, those who are going through the pain and suffering, for them there is great, 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 great rewards. Such that we cannot even imagine. The reward for sabr, there is no hisab. In other words, it's unending. And the rewards for shuhada we mentioned last week also. But I want to explain one important point that we see and we'll derive from all that we're seeing what's happening is that these people, they're living now without a home, without any shelter. They've got no food, no water. There's no question of having some hot meal. Those few trucks that were allowed to go through, how much can they provide for such a large population? Imagine a child says, I wish I was dead, because I heard in Jannah, there is much more food than there is here. And imagine the food that we are eating. There is variety. Person goes to a restaurant, you actually have a menu card. Let alone the main meal, the starters. Then there's so much of lavish food. Then there's desserts and different type of drinks. As I mentioned last week, our wedding functions. Lavish, lavish, lavish wedding functions. We drape the walls as though the walls have got a fever. The outfits that our mothers and sisters purchase, and the makeup and the cosmetic, the different type of creams and lotions that we apply on our bodies, especially our mothers and sisters. Those masoom children, those Muslim brothers and sisters that we have there, who are being burnt, third and fourth degree burns. Think of their skin, what is happening to them. They've got no refuge, shelter whatsoever. They're living in fear, not knowing when the next rocket is going to fall and who is going to pass away next. They've lost entire families. We feel the pain, we lose one person in the family or somebody close to us. Here they've lost like 5, 6, 7, 8 at one go. The person can lose his mind if he's not strong. Water, there is no water. They are crying out to the world, where is the Muslim Ummah? And again, the lesson that we need to now understand and apply. Of course, we have to make a lot of dua for them and provide our assistance that will reach them, inshallah. But for us, the lesson is that we need to ponder, contemplate, reflect, and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the health that He has given us. For the food, the water, the shelter, the clothing that Allah has provided for us. We sleep on a cozy bed. Such a sound sleep we have that we begin to snore. These people do not know, or they don't have any place, a decent mattress to sleep even. And they are restless because these bombs come at night, mainly. And when they have to rush and leave everything behind, and everything, there's just rubble all around them. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Allah says, insan is very ungrateful to his Rabb. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that man tend to count, he counts his masaib. Hey, this happened to me, that happened to me, I got this problem, that problem. And he forgets, وَيَنْسَ niam. He forgets totally the billions of bounties Allah has bestowed upon him. We need to reflect and see our Muslim brothers and sisters in the different parts of the world, how they are suffering. They've got no food, they've got no shelter, they've got no clothing, their bodies are being burnt, health is a serious issue. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum fa huwa ajdaru alla tazdaru ni'matallahi alaykum." As far as dunya is concerned, he says, look at that person who is less fortunate than you are. You've got a shoe, he's got no leg. Imagine, just imagine for a second. Allah protect us. Allah give us afiyat. Allah give us good health. For a second, if we did not have legs and feet. Those people are sitting on wheelchairs, that if they have wheelchairs. So many have got their legs amputated. Rasulullah says, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi aw fi sarbihi mu'afan fi jasadihi indahu qut yawmihi fa ka'annama hizat lahu ad-dunya bi hadafiriha." That person who rises in the morning and he's got aman, safety with regard to himself or his path or his family. He's got no fear. He wakes up sound, happy. He's got a healthy body, mu'afan fi jasadihi. He's got no problem. He's got no sickness, no illness. And he's got sufficient food for the day. In the huqutu yawmihi. Then it is as though the entire world, whatever it contains, has been gathered for him. Somebody asks, Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, am I amongst the fuqara? In other words, am I going to benefit from the virtues that poor people have in this world and the reward Allah gives them in the hereafter? He asked, do you have a wife that you can take refuge in? He says, yes. He says, have you got a maskan, a house that provides you some shelter? He says, yes. He said, فَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْأَغْنِيَا. Then you're a rich person. You're not poor. Then the person added, he says, I've got a khadim also. I've got an attendant. I've got a worker also to help me. He said, فَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُلُوكِ. Then you from the kings. Ponder, Allah has given us every type of ni'mat that we have. Despite that, we have become chronic complainers. All the time we complain and complain and complain. There is no shukr coming out of our tongues. So we have to make sincere shukr. And sincere shukr demands from us, number one, i'tiraf, al-i'tiraf, to acknowledge that every bounty that we are enjoying is only and solely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever bounty we have, it is only from Allah. Whatever favor Allah has bestowed upon us, whatever we are enjoying, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, we have to make salah and praise al-mun'im al-haqiqi. The real bestower and the true bestower, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Hamd and shukr. When we eat, before going to sleep, when you rise in the morning, during the day, always praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah's promise, you make more shukr, I promise you I will increase you in that bounty. Allah will not snatch away that bounty from you. Allah will give you an increase in that bounty. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. If you make shukr, Allah will become happy with you. Allah does not benefit in any way. You and I benefit. Allah will become pleased with us. Allah will increase us in those ni'mat. And most important, isti'amal of that ni'mat. Using that ni'mat in a way that is going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in a way that is going to bring about Allah's displeasure. Then ulama have written that ni'mat is not a ni'mat, a bounty, if it is not used in accordance with the pleasure and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes a niqmat. It becomes a disaster, a musibat for the person, a source of punishment for the person. He thinks he's enjoying the bounty of Allah, but because he did not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not use the ni'mat correctly, and he continued eating the bounties of Allah, but he continued sinning and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those so-called ni'mat that he is enjoying, in reality, it is azab for him. It is going to be a means of him being punished in the hereafter. May Allah protect us. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he expressed a desire. And in fact, he mentioned, he said that even if my every strand of hair on my body had a tongue that will praise and make shukr of Allah the entire day, and another tongue to praise and make shukr of Allah Ta'ala the entire night, still I would not be able to truly make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the various ni'mat that Allah has bestowed upon me. اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. Allah commanded Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam to make shukr. And Dawood alayhi salam made abundant shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah reminded Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. That very few people, very few of my bandas, my servants really make shukr. So true shukr is also tarkul ma'asi. Tarkul ma'asi, shukrun. We leave out sins and don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that in essence is shukr. That is true shukr. Then you have been grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of our tongues, our heart, and of course through our limbs. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us a tawfiq and hidayat when we see what is happening in the world and the comfort that Allah has given us. Make abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest Allah ta'ala takes those ni'mat away from us. And Allah must not replace, take away the ni'mat and send His wrath and azab upon us. So respected brothers and elders, all the time, genuine shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Imagine Rasulullah SAW had taught Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala the dua after namaz, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah assist me in making your dhikr and making your shukr. So we need Allah's assistance. Allah has to remind us that you need to make shukr to me. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Remember me, I will remember you. Washkuruli wala takfurun. Allah says, make my shukr. Don't be ungrateful to me. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to continue making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These beautiful ni'mat Allah has given us. Use it. Allah wants us to use His ni'mat. Allah wants to see the effects of the bounties He has bestowed upon us. It's not that Allah give you a nice pair of shoes, or Allah has given you some clothing and you just lock it in the cupboard and you don't ever use it. No. In Allah yuhibbu. أَيَرَى أَثَرَ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Allah wishes, Allah loves to see the effects that He's, of the ni'mat that He has bestowed upon His banda. Allah has given you food, eat it, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given you clothing, use it, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acknowledge that Allah is the one who has given me this ni'mat and use it correctly. Do not abuse those ni'mats. The common example that ulama have given, somebody gives you a beautiful mink shawl, and when he sees, after a few weeks when he comes to visit you, that same mink shawl that he expected you to drape over your shoulders, and to use it, and to cover yourself, you've got it as a doormat. At the entrance, the people must wipe their shoes with. Will he get happy? Will he be angry and displeased? He'll say, I'll never give this person any gift anymore. Allah continues to give us, despite us being ungrateful servants. Let us become grateful servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use His ni'mas correctly. And let us not forget our brothers and sisters through the four corners of the world, especially in Palestine, especially in Gaza. May Allah remove the difficulty. May Allah remove the difficulty. May Allah give them aman and aman. May Allah give them nusrat and victory. May Allah replace the usr with yusrun. After every difficulty, they must come ease. And we all wait for some good news. It will come. Remember I mentioned last week, before Qiyamah, Hazrat Mahdi has to appear. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has to appear. And all those events will take place finally whenever. So Nusrat of Allah Ta'ala will come. For now, we make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the difficulties of the Palestinian brothers and sisters and the masoom children. Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulty and give them afiyat. This is Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم ارحم غناكم عافرما ما رخطناكم عافرما يا الله forgive Muslim brothers and sisters my Allah forgive all of us my Allah forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah whatever gunas we have done my Allah forgive us my Allah ہم کمزور ہیں یا اللہ Allah we acknowledge we confess my Allah اے مالک کریم my Allah you are most forgiving my Allah Allah we have done wrong we have made zulam upon ourselves my Allah اے مالک کریم Remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands only to you, my Allah. We are tapping only at your door, my Allah. There is no other person we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching. You are Sami', you are Basir. You are all hearing, you are all seeing, my Allah. E Malik Kareem, ya Allah. There is no power greater than you, my Allah. You are Qadir, you are Qadir, you are Muqtadir, my Allah. You are Qawi. You are Aziz, you are Hakim, you are Ghalib. Ey Malik Kareem, we ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula. Ya Allah, you grant our Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters Afiyat, my Allah. Grant them Afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Afiyat in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have become shaheed. They hardly can find kafan for them even, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sky belongs to you, my Allah. The earth belongs to you, my Allah. Water belongs to you, my Allah. Risk and food is only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources. Ya Allah, bring, send down the angels to assist them, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Help us to make true shukr to you, my Allah. Make us true zakireen and shakireen, my Allah. Allah, we eat your bounties, we consume your bounties. Allah, but with all that we still disobey you, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of tilawat of the Quran and zikrullah. Allah, give us the sweetness of sajda before you, my Allah. Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, fitna of the fitin, hasad of the hasidin, zulm of the zalimin. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Give us plentiful, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. So many in hospitals at home, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you are Shafi. Grant all of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, and all the marhumin, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Give their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, give us mawtud iman, both in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hawd, the kuthur, water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially, my Allah, the fitnas of Dajjal, protect us from all the fitnas that will take place from now till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, protect us, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our nasal, my Allah, our zuriyat, my Allah. Ey Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah, make our children and grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, adqiya, abram, muqarabin. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging from you, my Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mutarrin idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha, rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever problem any brother or sister is suffering from, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've raised their hands. Ya Allah, they are saying Ameen to this dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is a financial problem, my Allah. Whether it's a domestic problem, my Allah. Whether it is some health problem, my Allah. Whatever the problem is, my Allah, remove our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. All those who requested duas, answered their jais murad also, my Allah. Aazirin ghaibin sabki dua, qabul farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.